Tomorrow is the Feast of the Epiphany, when the Church celebrates a wise man visiting Jesus. Epiphany comes from the Greek word meaning sunrise or dawning. As such, it has come to mean an unveiling, a showing, or appearance of something previously hidden. How fitting the meaning when the Old Testament reading from Isaiah is remembered. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. The day is called the Gentiles' Christmas, because it is the first time that the Bible records people outside the Jewish community worshiping Jesus. Luke had recorded that Jewish shepherds sought Jesus in the stable the night of his birth. Anna and Simeon, both devout Jews, adored Jesus on the 40th day of his life when he was presented at the temple. Now, however, Jesus is shown as the Redeemer of all people, not simply the biological descendants of Abraham. Trinity Lutheran in Slayton and St. Paul Lutheran in Fulda are gathering tomorrow evening, January 6, at 7 p.m. to celebrate this important feast in the church year. Please join us in this celebration. We also invite you to join us on Sunday morning at Trinity Slayton at 9 a.m. for the Divine Service, where we will commemorate the baptism of Jesus. May our Lord grant you the peace of knowing of his love, grace, and mercy as found in Christ alone. Amen.